In Kellogg, Idaho, the construction season is wrapping up on a big project whose goal is to greatly reduce the amount of pollution that makes its way into the South Fork of the Coeur d'Alene River. Rod Zion is overseeing the project for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He says it has three parts. First, crews will add capacity so that huge earthen berm you see from Interstate 90 as you drive near Kellogg can become even bigger. Second, they're building an underground wall that will run along the freeway. And third, they're adding new technology to a water treatment plant that's 45 years old and way overdue for an update.
This treatment plant right now is treating mine water that comes from the Bunker Hill mine, roughly 800 to 1700 gallons per minute a day, and it's been perpetually treating that since I believe about 1974. So the treatment plant itself is kind of a older technology and the capacity somewhat limited, and so there's, you know, interest in just upgrading the plant to change to what's called a high density sludge system. And to add a filtration system, and also to increase the capacity. Because one of the other components, right now, as I said, this treatment plant is only treating mine water, but over here in the distance, you see this big mound. That's about a 270-acre impoundment of mine tailings. And back in 2000, EPA developed a project to put a cap system on that because the, you know, surface waters and snow melt and everything were percolating into the tailings and taking contamination out to the Coeur d'Alene River. And so that cap system we called basically phase one, putting a roof on the impoundment. And then over the years, they monitored that to see how well that was performing, how well it was reducing the contaminant levels going into the South Fork of the Coeur d'Alene River. And EPA, the studies showed that there was still some releases going into the river, not necessarily from the tailings body itself, but from the contamination that had migrated down into the lower levels and the groundwater was picking that up. So as part of this project, EPA decided that they wanted to collect that groundwater that's now currently flowing under the central impoundment area and into the South Fork of the Coeur d'Alene. And there's two steps to doing that. And the first one is to capture the groundwater with a series of extraction well pumps. There will be 12 extraction pumps that go along Interstate I-90 east to west. The second part of that is a cutoff wall, basically an underground dam to retain the water so the extraction wells can capture it. And it's essentially an underground clay wall, for lack of a better term. But it's bentonite, which is a form of clay that's mixed with screened materials, and about 25, 35 feet deep, and total of about 7,800 linear feet. And goes all the way from the east end of the central impoundment area towards Smelterville and forms a hook around what we call the former slag pile area. So once that's constructed, the groundwater extraction wells will convey that collected groundwater through a new pipeline system that we're building and send it to the treatment plant for treatment along with the mine water.
It's a pretty big, sophisticated system, isn't it?
It is. Kind of like three little independent projects that, you know, kind of all have to come together. And it's a fairly complex project. On top of those components, the sludge that's generated from the treatment is currently stored in an impoundment up on top of the central impoundment area. During project development, the study showed we're going to reach the capacity of that impoundment. So we developed part of the scope is to build a new sludge impoundment, which is currently under construction. It's 110,000 cubic yard, triple cell geomembrane line impoundment. So yeah, a lot of independent pieces of work that all come together to treat this water. The benefits really are, the continued cleanup of the mine water, so we're not discharging, you know, into contamination into Bunker Creek, and then reduced, mitigating the central impoundment as a contaminant loader into the South Fork of the Coeur d'Alene River. So it's, you know, basically it's benefiting from here all the way down to Lake Coeur d'Alene and beyond.
Rod Zion is a project engineer for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which is in the middle of this big project in Kellogg. Work will soon stop as the weather worsens and pick up again next spring. The new treatment plant is scheduled to begin operating in 2020. Inland Journal is Spokane Public Radio's weekly public affairs program. We air it every Thursday at noon on KPBX and Thursday at 3 p.m. on KSFC. If you miss it on the radio, you can hear the full program or individual stories online at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Thank you for listening and for your financial support. I'm Doug Nadvornik.